2025. So since there isn't a chair or vice chair, I will start with the roll call. Commissioners Bowling.
Here.
Harris.
Here.
Miley.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Telos.
Here.
Five present. Okay, and we will see if there is any remote attendees. There are no remote attendees, so there is nobody for non-agenda public comment. Regular agenda items, the first item is selection of chair and vice chair. So if anybody has any thoughts, ideas, they want to say they want to serve, offer to serve, nominate somebody.
I think maybe for nominations, I think the most senior person on this committee is Commissioner Miley. Is that correct?
It would be Commissioner Telos. I'm his junior member.
Okay.
Yeah.
Telos.
Yeah.
Do you have any preferences between the two of you?
What we were starting to do is let the newer people take the helm of it, because I've done it and we sort of passed it on. So that's what we were doing. So I think Commissioner Miley, I think it was your turn to sort of be here, because Commissioner Chen was the last, correct?
Sullivan. Yeah.
Sullivan he, and Chen, yeah. Oh, Chen was Chen, and then Sullivan. Mm-hmm. And from that, I guess, cohort, Commissioner Miley, I think, was next to be chair. But again, we have all new members here. We could do it any way we like, but that's sort of what we were doing.
Yeah.
I would suggest to go that route, but if we choose to go a different route, we all have one vote. It doesn't really matter.
Well, you know, I think to be fair to everyone, you know, I appreciate that kind of tradition, but you know, I think if there is a desire from one of our new members to step into that, you know, I'm not itching to lead the commission, but if that's the kind of the will of the members up here, I think I can step into that breach. But
I have really no preference, and I would not mind keeping with the traditions.
Yeah, I think that works for me. I think I like the rotational system, at least to give us some experience with being on a commission, and this being one of those. So it's nice to be able to do that. But I am just one voice here, so I'm up for whatever we want
to
do.
Having listened to everyone, I'm going to nominate Commissioner Miley.
I'll second that.
All right.
Are we bifurcating, or are we going to figure out our vice chair as well?
You can do it in two votes. It's
okay.
Up to you guys.
Okay, we'll go with the first one. We have a second, so I guess.
Yeah, okay. So all those in favor?
Aye.
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 That carries unanimously. And then if Commissioner Chair Miley wants to take over, then he can go now.
Being that we're following tradition here, and we have three new members, I guess I kind of look to my colleagues to see if there is any volunteers, takers for the vice chair.
I'll do it.
You'll do, all right.
That's awesome.
Thanks for stepping up. So I guess I'll go ahead and nominate Commissioner
Bowling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll second. Second.
All right, you all those in favor?
Aye.
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 It carries unanimously.
All right, we have a chair and vice chair. Thank you, Commissioner Bowling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So looking at our agenda, we have item 3B, minutes for the December 2nd, 2024 meeting. I know that we have some new commissioners, so if you had a chance to review the minutes or watch the meeting, I think it's appropriate that you can vote on these minutes. We will need three votes to pass this item. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Okay, before we take a vote, do we need to take public comment?
Oh yes, but let me see if there is any public comment. There's still nobody attending,
okay.
So we're good.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
So moved.
Moved, seconded by Commissioner Bowling. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right, thank you.
And I did read them.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you for confirming the record. Appreciate that. All right, item number four, staff communications.
So I do have one communication. So there was a Sunshine Ordinance complaint hearing that had been scheduled for December 18th, 2024, which was after the last Open Government Commission. However, the complainant did not attend the meeting, so the hearing did not proceed. The complainant had agreed, knew about the timing, was notified, and in fact, after the meeting, when I sent notification about the complainant not attending, they never even responded. So the ordinance requires that the complainant be there in order to have the matter heard. So it was going to be our first one using the hearing officer model, but still hasn't happened yet.
Just for purposes of kind of knowledge, so does that consider that complaint closed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Madam Clerk. All right. No questions on item four? No discussion? Okay. Moving on to item five, commissioner agenda requests. I believe this is open to any commissioners who would like to put something out there for future agendas. I think as you're thinking about that, I'd ask the clerk when our next meeting would be.
So at this point, it would probably be the first Monday in October, unless anything else came up before then, because it's meetings will not be scheduled for hearings. So if any business did come up, or if the council directed anything to come to you guys, or if anything else came up, we would schedule another meeting and I would reach out to all of you, but most likely it'll just be October.
Thank you for that.
If a commissioner felt that there was a need for a meeting, would it be possible to, I'm not anticipating that.
Yeah, no, you can reach out and we can work on it, yeah.
Okay. So any discussion, yes?
I have some ideas, but knowing that we can bring things later, I think it's easier to do it in that fashion, because it's a little premature to try to raise them now, because they're sort of in thought, early thought, just on some older parts of the Sunshine Ordinance that are from like 2016 that weren't updated for hybrid meetings that may, but I'm still trying to think of what might make sense to bring as a potential agenda item for just cleaning up a couple little things. But outside of that, I can save that, since we can bring it up for sure and get it agendized later.
Okay. And to that same point, Commissioner Bowling and I were discussing what potential future types of things we would be able to do. And I'm just curious to know, for the people who have been here longer, is there like a desire to expand out what the commission does?
So I would just caution against entering into a full discussion under this section, because it hasn't been agendized for members of the public. And so maybe you can float the idea and ask them to, submit them to me, and then we can bring them forward at another meeting. Perfect. Just to avoid any
type of thing. Ask the clerk, do we have a training for Brown Act or anything like that?
We do. So it's done every 3 years. The Sunshine Ordinance requires it be done every 3 years. It was just done this last December, and it's posted online, and I can send that link out to all of the commissioners. So, yeah.
Since we're the Open Government Commission, I wouldn't want to violate the Brown Act.
Not during our first meeting.
Good idea.
All righty. Appreciate the ideas, and it sounds like we'll have some items coming to the city clerk.
Yeah, and anything anybody wants to forward me along the lines of what anybody else has been asking the discussion, just send it straight to me, and then we'll work on it from there.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Seeing no further discussion, do we need to take public comment on this?
No, we do not.
Okay. Item six, commission communications. I believe this is a agenda item for commissioner, city staff to make announcements about upcoming community events or other activities you might have been involved in that might relate to the Open Government Commission that you'd like to share. I get this is our very first meeting together with the new commission, so we might not have stuff necessarily under this item, but there is. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I don't think there's anything on Open Government Commission stuff. I'm on jury duty right now, but that's a different issue.
Similar.
All right, very good, very good. Seeing that we have gone through our agenda, I think I will just check one last time if there's any potential public comment.
Nobody's attending.
All righty.
Sorry.
Well, with that, I don't believe we need a motion to adjourn.
You do not. You can just adjourn.
We'll consider this meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all.